Daily Rest, Tuesday, August 22nd, 2023. This week's devotions are in the Catechism series, focusing this week on the Apostles' Creed. After he was baptized, Jesus came up immediately from the water, and behold, the heavens were opened, and John saw the Spirit of God descending as a dove and settling on him. And behold, a voice from the heavens said, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased." Matthew 3:16-17, from the NASB. The Apostles' Creed, an introduction. The Trinity is one God consisting of three persons, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Each person is separate and distinct, yet fully God. It is stated in the Athanasian Creed, "And yet they are not three gods, but one God, not three lords, but one Lord." The Lutheran Hymnal, page 53. All three persons participated in creation. God saw that it was good. Then God said, "Let us make man in our image, according to our likeness." Genesis 1:25-26. All three persons also participated in salvation. The Father sent the Son to deliver us from sin and death. The Son lived a perfect life for us, suffered for us, and then rose from the dead, that we may also rise. The Holy Spirit works in our hearts through the gospel to create and sustain our faith. So also Jesus connected our salvation to the triune God when he instituted baptism. "Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit." Matthew 28:19. Images like an equilateral triangle and a nimbus are used to convey the idea of the triune God, but no analogy can come close to describing the reality. There is nothing and no one else like the Trinity. With Isaiah, we rejoice and say, "Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. For the Lord God is my strength and song, and he has become my salvation." Isaiah 12:2. "Holy, holy, holy, all the saints adore thee, casting down their golden crowns around the glassy sea. Cherubim and seraphim falling down before thee, which wert and art, and evermore shalt be." The Lutheran Hymnal 246:2. This devotion is taken from Daily Rest, a publication of the Church of the Lutheran Confession, clclutheran.org.